Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Thursday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Thursday morning. September 12th, 2019. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Jason Bishop.
You had to look at your phone for the date. Don't you remember yesterday was 9/11?
That's true, yeah. But it's very early in the morning.
I get it.
Eric Pickles here.
It's so funny. It's going to be like 98 degrees today.
It's 13 degrees in here.
It's like 2 here. Yeah.
And Johnny Cakes Awville's here. Microphone's not on. Beanie season is here, though, and we are.
Oh, yeah, beanie season's upon
us.
Well,
and we need it.
And we need it because we're broadcasting live from MedStar Capital's Iceplex, presented by AAA. Hit the road with confidence. It's definitely quite chilly. I have my new Capitals jacket.
That's nice. That's what we got for media day.
It
was
earned.
I'm a little
jealous I don't
have it. It's a nice one.
Is this your new one too?
No, this is probably a $20 nubber from like TJ Maxx.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, thank you.
Looks good.
Or Dick's or something
like that.
Pickles
got the winter coat on that he's going to wear.
He's got the puffy jacket.
In mid-January. And the scarf. Put it on now.
Yeah, you might as well.
Yeah.
I mean, why wait?
I mean, it's freezing out here.
Well,
they're making ice behind us.
Yeah, there's a giant sheet of ice.
What do you think the temp is? 55?
I don't know. Is there a thermostat anywhere in here?
Or is that too cold? Maybe it's not even 55.
I couldn't tell you.
Oh, I don't know. It feels like 40.
Well, yesterday I played golf, and I literally thought I was going to faint.
Right.
At about the 15th tee box.
But I heard you played well.
I did. I hadn't swung a club in 2 months because everything's going on in my life. But I did. Shot 81. But I couldn't wait to get off the course yesterday.
Yeah.
Front nine, fine. Had fun. Mm-hmm. You know, joking around my boys. But then back nine got real hot. I said, I need to go home.
And you know what? You learned a lot because you told us before the show started, you're going to go out and do it. You're going to run it back today.
I'm playing RTJ. You can't turn down RTJ.
Yeah.
And I'm playing with my man Carl, who's taking me to Pebble.
Okay.
So
is this the first meetup?
What
no,
a
no,
life.
I played with him a few months ago at Pebble.
Gotcha.
So I've actually
Not
met
at
him
Pebble.
Once. I mean, at RTJ.
Gotcha.
And so I appreciate his invite, but yesterday it was brutal.
Well, it's just poor planning, the back-to-back days.
Correct.
Poor planning.
Yeah, bad planning.
Poor planning. You are correct.
Yes. All we are is right
then,
down here.
And then tomorrow it's supposed to be 75.
Right. That's a nice
day. I mean,
there's
just a huge dip in the temp tomorrow.
That's
you
a nice
tell
day.
Carl to ship your tee time to tomorrow, not today. That's what
beggars can't
do.
Be choosers.
I understand.
The way I feel.
I get it.
Right.
So Cakes and I were hanging out last night at a Hollywood casino, and Cakes actually was there for a nice poker run beforehand.
Well, why wouldn't you do that?
I don't know how nice it was. I mean, because I got my teeth kicked in and lost a buy-in, so I don't know how nice it was.
Was the buy-in three bills?
Three bills.
I mean, you can handle that.
The poker's swingy. Yeah, it was a little bit swingy.
You know what? You were at an away game. It was an away
game. It was an away
an
game.
Away
You're
venue.
Right. You're correct about that. Right.
And then Cakes put in about 100 bets for Chris Farley
I did.
At the sports book.
I did.
And some bets for yourself. And then we headed over to Final Cut, and Jason called it. It's just so much food. It was basically just hanging out with Scott Saunders, a couple other guys.
Yeah.
It was a group of five, and just the appetizers kept coming out. And then, you know, he was like, why don't we order another appetizer or two? And then, I mean, the waiter wanted to take our order, I would say an hour before we ultimately ordered.
Right.
Because Scott just kept bringing in the appetizers. The Cakes was like, why don't we do oysters? And then oysters
oh,
come.
You did oysters.
And then
yeah,
bacon comes. And then... I mean, it just kept coming.
The problem is,
and
you're full before you even order.
That's pre-meal.
Yeah.
And then
it was
when
a
the meal comes,
yeah.
the meal comes, I just had a filet, right? And I got a kind of a petite filet, so it's just 8 ounces.
For your petite little head.
Right. But then the sides just kept
apropos,
coming
right.
out. The sides, whether it was, you know, the shoestring fries, the macaroni
the cream
and cheese.
You got mac and cheese.
The
asparagus.
Asparagus.
I stayed away from the asparagus because I didn't want asparagus pee.
Yeah, asparagus
is always
deadly.
Something that just happens.
They're toxic.
Garlic mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
It was just unbelievable.
It was crazy. It was, a, It was a food orgy.
Well, let me ask you a question. Before you got your entree, did you feel like you were done?
No.
I would.
Because I had some discipline during the day to not snack much and not have a big lunch. And I had some discipline as the appetizers came out. But then it's just an overwhelming amount. Because even if you just try, I had like 2 asparagus spears. You know, it wasn't like I was eating a ton.
2 asparagus Britneys?
Right. Yeah.
All right, listen. I'm the one that had discipline last night because I did the food and the wine flight, and I told the waiter, I said, look, I have to drive home after this.
Right.
So
take it easy on me.
Make the wine pour a little bit light. And then, of course, Scott steps in and goes, well, we could set you up with a room. You could go see more flops and play more poker.
I can't believe you turned that down.
You know what Scott was? I loved him. He was the devil with a pitchfork.
Oh, big time enabler.
Tempting me. He just wanted me to go get felted more in the poker room.
Right.
And drink my face off. But I didn't.
You resisted.
I resisted.
But then you went home and had your 2 beers before you went to bed.
No, I went home.
Oh, you stayed off.
Hung out for like 15 minutes with my wife, reacquainted myself with my family, and then I went straight to bed.
I can't believe you turned down the free room and more flops. That's
I did.
Surprising.
I'm weird. I'm crazy.
Yeah. Well, I didn't turn down the dessert at the end. And actually, you got dessert. See, Cake's got some sort of paired menu. So
yes,
like
Ricky.
Lobster
I'm
sliders.
Cultured.
Because he doesn't know anything about wine. Scott actually asked him. He's like, well, what type of wine do you like?
He doesn't drink wine.
I'll just take the ones that are paired.
Well, I'm going to go against the pairing by the chef.
Right.
So I'm sure I'm going to do that.
So he had the Wagyu, right?
Yeah, it was
delicious. The other way I got the filet, and then he had dessert, too.
Of course I did. Lemon blueberry bar.
Well, I told you, Cakes, you didn't go to last year. It was JP and I, but I told you they were going to bring everything on the menu.
Yeah, and they did.
Basically what they did.
And it's one of those things where, I hate to say it, but I got home, and I had to immediately go to the bathroom. And then this morning I wake up, and my stomach still feels like completely distended.
You ate too much, stupid. Yeah.
How many calories think they took in?
5,000.
9,000.
I would say more than 5.
All, we had all the calories.
Yeah, I mean,
all of them. And it was
mac and cheese had 5,000 calories.
Yeah, the thing that gets me is when you have a dinner like that, it's how rich everything is. Because everything's lathered in butter.
Yeah.
It tastes amazing.
Butter.
So good.
But you feel it later.
Final Cut is an awesome, awesome experience.
It's fun. It really is.
Yep. I've been there, I think, 5 times, and it just does not disappoint.
I want to see the list of shows, because I've seen OIR perform out there. So give me the list of shows.
This was the stunner to Cakes and I.
Yeah.
So in the next few weeks, I don't have the exact date down. Rick Springfield is performing.
I think it's a week from Saturday.
Yeah.
Jesse's Girl?
Yes.
And by the way, I was shocked by this, because we were talking about, how old is Rick Springfield? And the guy sitting next to me, I think his name was John, said, he's 70. And I said, no chance he's 70 years old. He's like 63 or 64.
Yeah.
Looked it up on Google.
70.
70. He nailed it. Rick
still performing.
He's 70. Still performing around the world, because when all those deaths were happening with the tourists in the Dominican, he's one that had to cancel his show Dominican.
Oh.
Rick Springfield.
He's grinding it.
He's traveling all over the world still.
But at least from the promo picture, he still looks pretty good.
Remember the name of his
plastic
famous album?
Surgery, I'm sure.
Is it Working Class
Dog? Working Class Dog.
I gave you that album for like your 12th birthday.
Remember the dog had the dress shirt on at the time.
The two hits. You remember the two hits?
Jesse's Girl. Don't talk to strangers.
Don't talk to strangers.
Get out of here with these softballs about Rick Springfield.
It's our wheelhouse.
Of course it is.
So we had a blast at Hollywood Casino. Thank you to Scott and everybody. They just do it right.
They just took care of us. They rolled out the silly red carpet.
And now we'll see if all your bets hit.
Well, all of Chris Farley's bets.
Well, you bet a college game?
I only placed 2 bets for myself.
Okay.
I took
any futures?
And people grilled me, by the way, on Twitter when I posted my ticket, because I didn't bet the juice included, so I get a full Hunsky back.
Yeah.
Right. So I put a hundo on Hawaii, and it's like
win
$90.58. And people are like, you're a big stupid. You need to bet it like +105 or +110, so you get crisp, clean $100 bill back.
It's fine.
It's a rube mistake.
Well, it's your
so
money.
So I've got Hawaii +21.5 against Washington.
Washington couldn't even score 21 against Cal last week.
That was from a listener.
In a lightning storm.
That was from a listener. He hooked me with that. And then I piggyback rided off of Chris Farley's bet for a game that got postponed. I think I took the over in the Tigers-Yankees game.
Postponed.
It's going to play today.
Yep.
So I hope they score 100 runs.
It does carry over.
I hope so.
What if the pitchers are
or
different?
They just eat your money.
I don't know.
I don't think that's a valid bet if the pitchers are different.
I have no idea.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay,
yeah, because the odds would change
based on the
pitchers.
Yeah.
So we were sitting down at the sports book for a moment, and there was a Junkies listener who came over, and I'm just going to Joan for a second. He was really nice. He actually was a little bit like Jason in that Jason has a spiral notebook with all of his picks and everything, and he had about 4 pages, which I guess he had cut out from a spiral notebook, and one said NFL, one had college football. It was like all of his research to make his bets. But he recognized us, and he's like, "Who are you?" He's like, "I recognize you." And, "Oh, you're Cakes, you're JP." And I ask him, "Where are you from?" And he goes, "Maryland." To me, that's a little vague.
Right.
And so I said, "Well, where are you from in Maryland?"
Yeah.
And he goes, "College Park, you ever heard of it?" like, how would we not know College
that's
Park?
That's a knee slap.
Because, like,
College Park, yeah. It's only the home of the flagship university of the state
like
of Maryland.
Was he a college student? Was he like in his early 20s?
No, I think he was probably roughly 30.
But again, he was very nice.
Yeah, but you
very
know what nice. It is? Some people, and I think it's more like most people,
right,
are just born with the donk gene.
That's probably
they're just
true.
Born with that gene where they say things like that.
Yeah.
And you just shake your head.
And he acted like it was some obscure
right.
town
I know.
In Maryland. He listens to the show. He knows, generally speaking, we're from the D.C. area,
right.
Whether or not we're from Virginia or Maryland. And he goes, "College Park, do you know where that is? You ever heard of it?"
He's just in his own bubble.
Yeah.
That's the same type of person that tilts me. Like when guys come up and introduce themselves, but they don't really introduce themselves. Mm-hmm. They don't say their name. I hate that. When guys come up and say, "Hey, man, what's up?"
Right.
And they shake your hand. First of all, if they shake your hand like this,
yeah.
like Trump,
yeah.
right? I hate that. You're supposed to just squeeze hard. One, you don't have to shake.
Yeah,
just
right.
squeeze. And they don't say their name.
Mm-hmm.
So I
have
to follow up and say, "So what's your name?"
Right.
Right. You hate that when they don't say their name.
Yeah, I mean, it's just awkward and stupid.
If I shook hands with half the people at Entercom, they'd have to tell me their name.
Yeah.
Because I don't know half of their names.
Well, I think it's just like living in a bubble. I mean, we talked about this, I think, a couple weeks ago. Now, LeBron James doesn't live in a bubble, mm-hmm. but maybe he does in
right.
his own. Because we talked about him filing for the patent for Taco Tuesday.
Yeah, trademark. Correct.
The trademark for Taco Tuesday. And,
yeah.
of course, he was denied that. He actually thinks he came up with Taco Tuesday.
Well, he's delusional.
You got to be kidding
well,
me.
Ohio State filed a trademark for the...
Right. Yeah, they were denied
the
too.
Ohio yeah. State University.
Yeah. Right. No, I mean, these guys, I don't get it. I think it was actually to be a patent.
I read it as patent, but that didn't make any sense to me.
Yeah,
generally speaking, for a name, it's a trademark.
Yeah.
And a patent is for an invention.
So, I don't know.
I know what is trademarked. Sports Junkies.
We've
always owned that name.
Well, we didn't always own it. There have been gaps in our trademark.
That is a very good point.
But right. we have reacquired it.
Yes.
Right.
So at least for the next 5 or 10 years.
So like you said, Eric, we roll in from 90-degree weather, come into 13-degree weather here at MedStar.
Right.
And I was telling you boys that the Caps are so off my radar that I couldn't name more than about 7 or 8 guys on the roster, on the current roster, because I knew they picked up a lot of new guys.
Right.
Now, they didn't pick up a lot. I think they picked up 4.
Right.
No, but there has been turnover.
There has been turnover. And, obviously you still have the mainstays, the big names that from last year. But
top two lines are basically the
same,
right?
Yeah, you'll recognize the top lines.
Yeah.
And Lars Eller, who's going to join us at 8:45, has now been around for, 3 seasons?
At least.
Yeah, I was just reading an article yesterday about Smith Pelly being in Calgary and trying to make
He's
well-traveled at this point.
Yeah.
That guy's making the rounds.
Now, Cakes, you're the hockey guy. What, where would you put them in the power rankings right now? Just let's go Eastern Conference.
He could give you the odds, right? Who said it was 800? Bet 100 to win 1,800?
1,800,
they're plus 1,800 to win the Stanley Cup this upcoming season.
That might be worth $100.
Just to give
who's ahead of them?
Tampa Bay is at plus 700. The Maple Leafs are at plus 1,000, as are the Vegas Golden Knights.
Okay.
Looking further up, Boston's at plus 1,000.
All right.
If you're feeling really sassy, like drab T-shirt, and you love long shots, the Ottawa Senators are plus 30,000. So if you think
it's a waste of money,
if you want to throw $10 on the Sens at the sportsbook in Charlestown.
So basically, based on the teams you gave me, that looks like they're about 4th in the power ratings in the East, because you've got Tampa ahead of them, Toronto ahead of them, Boston ahead of them.
Yeah,
I think
correct.
Last night Scott told us 28 donks, idiots. Bet on the Dolphins to win it all this year.
Right. Yeah, it's just a waste of money. That's why sportsbooks exist.
It's craziness. It's madness.
Can
you
still,
that?
As the season progresses, do they adjust the odds so you could still bet futures?
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm.
Well, we are here at Capitals Iceplex, MedStar Capitals Iceplex, and we're going to talk to the head coach, Todd Reirden.
Nice.
Todd Reirden's going to join us at 8:25.
He's like the world's nicest guy.
He's super nice.
Very
so
nice. Mentioned Lars Eller is going to join us at 8:45, and Brian McClellan, the GM, will join us at 9:40.
We are going to have Dave Richard because it's a fantasy Thursday.
I have many questions.
Also, Dave Richard's going to join us. We've got the speed round. If you got fantasy lineup questions, that's coming up at 8 right here on the Junkies. It's broadcasting live from MedStar Capital's Iceplex, presented by AAA. Hit the road with confidence.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live from MedStar Capital's Iceplex, presented by AAA. Hit the road with confidence. We'll talk to Coach Todd Reirden at 8:25, Lars Eller at 8:45, and then the GM, Brian McClellan, is going to join us towards the end of the show at 9:40.
I talked about it during one of the breaks. If Lars Eller shows up in jorts, I'm convinced that's all he wears, because the last time he joined us, when his car broke down, I believe on the way here, he was wearing jorts.
Yeah,
I saw him like a few weeks or a couple months later filling up his car in Arlington wearing jorts.
He loves jorts.
If he shows up in jorts, I'm convinced.
Maybe they're making a comeback and we're on the outside looking in, Cakes.
It might be a signature, Cakes.
Maybe that's the case.
Just like your signature is beanies.
Man, that's true. And it's needed today because it's a little bit chilly in here.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely. Very, yeah. Very chilly.
Is Orlov still here, or they move on from him?
Orlov's still here.
Yeah, he's still here.
Yeah.
Is he a jorts guy? He strikes me as he might be a jorts guy.
A jorts guy? I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm not up on the latest in Russian fashion, EB, or American fashion, for that matter.
True. mean,
my wardrobe basically consists of, as you like to call them, baggy jeans, pullovers, quarter zips, and beanies.
So, dressed up last night.
No, I wore the same exact thing I wore to work.
Oh,
I wore
did?
A T-shirt and jeans and running shoes.
But I had a couple buttons.
Had some buttons, but who cares?
It was better than a hoodie. Is what
yeah,
I
did not wear a hoodie.
So yesterday, the Nats got a needed win.
Yes.
Stopped the bleeding a
Clap
little
that
bit.
Clap up, Jason.
Always helps.
We need that. Now they need to go
do need it.
9-9.
Yes.
9-9 for you
just
guys.
Just 500, that's all.
Do you think that when we had Rizzo on yesterday and I said, just go 10-9, he started to laugh? Did he understand?
He knows exactly what you're
you
talking
think he does?
About. Yes.
Yes.
You
yeah.
think?
He knows he doesn't know exactly, but he knows that it has to do with game.
Anytime right anybody now. Mentions you have to get a certain number.
Right.
I mean, Mike Rizzo is a smart guy. He's a dialed-in guy. He's going to know you're talking gambling.
And the Cubs, who are really struggling, lost again last night in San Diego.
Good.
4-0. So they gained, even though the Brewers did win, the Brewers leapfrogged the Cubs in the wild card standing.
Yeah.
So, but they increased their lead overall to 3.5.
So right, which is good.
3.5 with 18 to play.
Got to like your chances.
And Strasburg was solid, 6 innings, 4
did
hits.
Did he help his Cy Young case yesterday?
Absolutely.
Didn't hurt it, right?
Another
did
win.
Not hurt it.
Another
yeah.
win. Did his ERA go down, though, or
yeah,
go up?
I think slightly.
Slightly?
It's down to it's under 3.5.
3.49.
Yeah.
He gave up 2 runs in 6 innings, had 7 strikeouts.
I mean, in the National League Cy Young race, I mean, you got Ryu, who's been really good all year, although he got off to that hot start. I think he was 10-1 at one point. Now he's 12-5, but he's got the lowest ERA.
Is his ERA still like?
It's 2.5.
Wow.
Yeah.
But going up, though.
Yeah, absolutely, because he was under 2 for majority of the year. But you got Kershaw, who's having a really good year. You know, Soraka from Atlanta having a really good year. DeGrom, even though he doesn't have a ton of wins, having a really good year. But I think at some point you got to look at the wins. I know you shouldn't factor that in. They didn't last year. But 17-6 – it's strong. You know, he has got a chance to win 20 if he wins. I don't even know if he has 3 more.
Yeah, he'll get three more, right?
But he could have 19.
Yeah.
I would seriously consider using him for the playoff game.
That's what we've been saying that for 3 weeks now.
Scherzer did look good on Sunday, I believe it was, when he
pitched. Absolutely.
But
he stopped the bleeding there,
too. You need to see it more, and Strasburg's been consistent.
What I like about Strasburg starting in that game is – in a one-game play, you like Scherzer coming, even though it didn't work a couple years ago, you like Scherzer coming in a situation, maybe the fifth, sixth, seventh inning, more than you like Strauss coming in that, right? Because Strauss is so particular. He needs his routine. Max, you feel like, I mean, Max could do anything.
Right.
Whatever you ask him. So
yeah, you don't want to disrupt what Strasburg knows and feels comfortable with.
Well, that's just his thing. He's a delicate flower.
Yeah.
I mean, he's an amazing flower, mm-hmm. but he's very delicate. He likes his routine. Have him pitch in his routine. And Max, I just feel like you could bring in any situation,
right.
and he's going to be a bulldog and give you everything.
Max strikes me as a little more flexible.
Yeah.
Well, Corbin goes tonight in the final game of that series. That's also a 7:40 start. And then Max goes in the first game back here against Atlanta. And he just pitched against Atlanta to stop the bleeding and salvage the game in that series. But Strasburg, I mean, he's got 230 strikeouts. He's got 191 innings pitched. That's 40 more than, or 30 more than Ryu. I don't know. He's just been a bulldog all year.
You know who else has been playing well since he's come back? Is Zimmerman. Ryan Zimmerman hit a home
last
run.
Night,
I'm telling you, I'm advocating for Zim coming back next year, even in a part-time role. He clearly still has.
Just have a platoon of Kendrick, Adams.
Yes,
Zimmerman.
Role player. He
out.
Seems comfortable with it. Yeah. You don't have to rely on him every day. He clearly still has the bat speed.
Yep.
I guarantee when you look at all the numbers of the ball speed or coming off his bat and all that, it's just as good as anybody on the team, if not in the top tier.
Mm-hmm.
He's still got it. He's just got to matter to stay healthy.
Because you don't need Kendrick playing a ton of games either. That way you spell him. And if one of those guys gets hurt,
it's just
got
good
an
to
insurance
have the
policy.
Depth.
Yeah.
And
last night, the middle of the lineup went 6 for 8 with, I think, 4 RBIs. And you mentioned Zimmer had the home run number 6 for him. But, last night was Strasburg dealing, and then the bats woke up a little bit.
Right. Which is what they need.
And they increased the wild card lead.
Right. And that's what we said all along. When they went on that hot streak, the bats were so hot. And a thing that is scary, and it's always going to be scary, is that come playoff time, things tighten up a little bit, and you don't have those big 8, run games, 9 run games,
right.
Whatever. It's going to be 3-2, 2-1, 1-0, and that's when the bullpen is really going to be a major factor.
Oh, yeah, that's when the games last like 4.5 hours.
And the bullpen was clean last night.
They should get their credit runs. when they have those days.
I mean, yeah. Hudson gave up a couple hits in the ninth, but they used Doolittle, I think, for a batter.
In the seventh inning.
Right.
Because it was Suero, Doolittle, and then Rodney Hudson.
Rodney was in before it.
I guess Hudson gave up a couple hits in the ninth inning. But
yep.
So it's going to be.
I mean, if you look at the innings pitched this year, Verlander's got 200. It's between him and Cole to win the AL Cy. Bauer's got 198.
And they're teammates.
Right. And Bauer's got 190. He's not winning anything. And then, he's flipped leagues. And then Shane Bieber for Cleveland. 195. Then you got Strassi at 191.
Okay, let's go through.
I mean, he's made every start.
Let's go through, hold on, the projected pitching because they've got it up until about the last week or so, right? So they've got if you just go, if you stay on their normal rest or whatever they're doing right now, projected. Mm-hmm. So through Sunday, September 22nd would be Strass, okay? Then September 23rd would be, if they stay in the same order, it would be Corbin, all right? Then Tuesday, September 24th, they have a doubleheader. So that'll be Scherzer.
Is that the Philly series?
Yes, that'll be Scherzer, Ross, presumably. They could do something there maybe to change it, right?
Uh-huh.
And then the 25th would be Sanchez. They're going to need probably a Fetty start somewhere, right, because Strauss is going to want his normal rest.
Right.
So then let's just say they throw in Fetty on the 26th. That would be then Strauss on the 27th. There's two games left. Then you go Corbin 28th, Max on the 29th. You know what? I don't think Max could pitch that. I don't think Max can pitch.
Well, there's a day off or 2 days off for that wild card.
I think October 2nd.
Right,
the wild
there card. Is. But, I mean, if he pitches on the 29th, that's not enough rest for him. This is lining up for a Strauss start.
It could. But what you're forgetting is they may lock up the wild card
a little early,
earlier, and then they
adjust.
Can reset it.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, if I had to bet, it's going to be Max Scherzer in the wild card.
I think it's 50-50.
I think you're definitely considering Strasburg. By the way, the Nationals race for Red October on the Fan, presented by PVI Office Furniture. Fast, excellent, affordable. Business grows with PVI. Visit their showroom in Frederick, Maryland, or online at PVIPVI.com today. It's just nice that they're kind of settled in with that 3.5-game lead. It would be very tough. Look, if you end up playing the Phillies and lose – 5 straight games to the Phillies, well, then
it's gonna disappear.
You're screwed.
Yeah, it could disappear, of course.
But you
wouldn't expect it.
When you can throw Max, Strassi, and Corbin out there in a series, you're going to win at least one of those, if not a couple.
Right.
So there's no way they're going to lose 5.
First thing they have to do, though, is win today and win a series, right? Because they haven't won a series in a couple.
Against a good team, division leader.
Yeah. So let's beat the Twins tonight. It'll be Corbin against Gibson. I don't know anything about Gibson. Hopefully – they can close that out. And
I did see last night that, I guess it was technically an Orioles player that hit the home run, which broke the record. It's just amazing. They broke the record for home runs in the season on September 11th.
I know. Yeah.
There's so much baseball still to be played. They are shattering the record. And I saw a home run hit the other day. I can't remember which game it was. I was just watching highlights, which basically left the stadium.
Right.
I mean, it was just unbelievable how far it went.
The previous mark was 2017, and they are going to shatter that.
Because they're playing with Super Bowls.
Yep.
Of course they're hitting
them. And then before that was 2000. There was almost 5,700 home runs hit in 2000, all right, so 19 years ago. And they're going to be at, close to 6,200 this year. So
what was the year when the Sosa, McGuire, and all those boys all went nuts? Was that – What was that? Was that 2000?
98.
It was 98. Maybe something like that.
Maybe 98.
Yeah.
97, 98, somewhere in there.
Does the temperature have anything to make? I mean, has it been a warmer summer? Maybe that's
definitely been a warmer
global
summer.
Warming.
Well, maybe that's the reason why the balls are flying out.
Well, it's not global warming in here.
I think it's definitely not
for a fact.
I think it's more the balls than the temps, the temps. But the temps certainly help
for sure.
This is man-made.
Yeah.
Well, this is weird. We're in a weird vibe here because we have the lights here, which are actually heating up a little bit. I'm actually hot right here. My legs are freezing.
The good bit is if you continue this throughout the day in 90-plus degree heat, you just walk around like outside in D.C., get into your car, keep the scarf on.
Go to Safeway.
People are legitimately going to think you're an insane person.
Well, I think I'm an alien.
Yes.
Well, at least you remembered to come here.
Well, what I had to do is when I went home, I literally had to lay out my clothes like a toddler
right in
advance in my closet.
I mean, I
laid out everything that triggered, winter coat, that means you're going to Keller.
Didn't do it this time, but there have been times where my wife has put like a post-it note on the front door that says, go to the Caps training complex. I'll get into that routine where I just start driving on.
I'm such a robot.
Yeah.
I contemplated sleeping in my Brooks Like jersey.
Right.
Just to remind myself.
Right.
But it's too uncomfortable.
Yeah, but if you lay it on the ground, then
I was fine. I was all good.
Then you'll remember.
By the way, how random is sports and life? Last night, the Mets shut out the D-backs 9-0 mm-hmm. on 9/11. They had 9 runs, 11 hits.
That's kind of wild.
Yeah, it's weird.
That's weird.
I know, random. I'm just saying.
That's just weird.
Isn't that, it is weird.
It's weird number bits.
Yeah. But, yeah, good win by the Nats last night. And third game of that series tonight, 7:40, with Corbin going.
I'd like to see them win because if they lose this one tonight, that'll be 3 straight series against winning teams that they will have lost.
Of course you want to see them win. I want to see them win every single night.
I would be shocked, absolutely floored. I would probably fall down if they blew a 3.5 game lead with that pitching staff, with that lineup, with 18 games to play.
Right. But just remember, though, how poorly they played at the beginning of the season. Now, a lot of that was due to injury.
Yeah.
And not everybody being available. But, you know, you certainly get cold.
I mean, the Brewers' schedule is Cupcake City down the stretch, and the Nats' schedule is not. But I still would be very surprised.
But the Brewers without Yelich.
That's true. But they've won 6 straight.
Now, the other big story.
Only one game without Yelich, though.
Right.
You would think over time.
Well, and they were playing,
they're playing
the Marlins.
Over time, they're going to miss, you know, one of the best bats in the game.
Absolutely. And they're playing the Marlins last night. But if you just look at their schedule, they can beat a lot of those teams without Yelich.
Yeah. Well, the other big story that sort of dominated the national headlines, of course, is that the Antonio Brown story. And, you know, that's going to take a while, I think, to play out. But it looks like the NFL is going to meet with the accuser sometime next week.
On Wednesday, I think.
And I guess sort of in the meantime, they're contemplating putting him on the exemption list.
Right.
And, you know, that would pay him.
Which essentially is a suspension.
Yes. But
even though he's getting paid.
He would get paid. And I don't know how much that would mollify him or what, you know, or how much that would upset him. But I don't know. Can you just suspend every person based on any allegation? And it kind of sets a dangerous precedent, I think. I don't know.
They've done it before. I don't know. Yeah. That's a good question.
I told you this before. If I was the NFL, I'd be out of the business suspending guys altogether and just let the law deal with it.
I think that's what they're trying
but
to do.
But I understand the flip side of it is you want to be kind of like role models, that these are heroes for you know, kids in particular. And so you don't want these role models who are accused of rape.
Yeah, the NFL's big on PR. So
right.
anybody can make an accusation.
I mean,
I agree.
We remember with the Reuben Foster thing, everybody convicted him, and boom, the woman recanted again. You know what I mean? So
I know,
you just
this
never
is,
know.
It's such a controversial topic, and I don't.
But that doesn't mean that something didn't happen.
Of course not.
We don't
but,
know.
I mean, it's always possible.
Right. And we don't
That's
know.
The thing.
And we'll never know.
Yeah.
But the timing is very suspicious.
I'm
not saying that it didn't happen. Believe me, I'm not saying that, people. I'm just saying the timing.
Well, it's
is
also
suspicious.
Yeah. I mean, I have a lot of questions about the whole thing, but I'm gonna let it play out.
But however, you can point to the timing, but apparently, you know, something like which was filed the other day takes time. So she may have been meeting with the lawyer for weeks, and then they finally.
Well,
felt
I'm
ready.
Sure.
And it just comes out the day after he signs with, or a couple
sure.
days after he signs with the Patriots.
I doubt that she just went to a lawyer the day before. I mean, I'm sure that's been in the works for a while. Obviously, something happened. There's some sort of confrontation or bitterness or something.
I'm paraphrasing Tom Brady's response to one of the questions, and I don't know if you guys saw Bill Belichick. He couldn't have been more annoyed.
Well,
now, he looks grumpy all the time.
Well, he's totally doing an act by all accounts.
He said one thing about it. He was like, that's all I'm going to say about it. And everybody tried to ask him a million different questions.
And then he walked away,
angles.
Right?
Yeah, but Tom Brady basically adopted the Jason Bishop philosophy. Jason years ago said, you can't care about people you don't care about.
Uh-huh.
Tom Brady said, things that don't involve me, don't involve
those
me.
Those are wise words from one Jason Bishop.
It's actually a great way to handle that. I've
been saying it for 23 years.
Yeah. Stay above the fray.
I know. I don't think Belichick can take that stance, but I think any player on the Patriots can take that stance.
And I think it's, even though they didn't 100% confirm it, I think it's pretty certain that they were not aware of this when they signed him. And they might not have signed him had they known about it.
Well,
but now they're stuck with him.
Somebody else, I don't know if it was written about in The Athletic, or somebody brought up the point that, you know, this is supposed to be the NFL's big year, their 100th year celebration or whatever, right? And it's all about Antonio Brown.
Right.
Thanks to Hard Knocks. Yep. You know, you wonder, would this season have taken on the same tone if they had picked the Redskins? You wouldn't, you know, would there? I mean, I guess you would have still had the Antonio Brown drama with the helmet.
He's,
but I don't know if he would have dominated the headlines the way he has.
There are certain guys that just command all the attention. Like Odell Beckham Jr. is also big in the last, you know, 48 hours.
I love the ADs.
Because he wore a watch. You know, if it was.
Did they fine him a couple hundred grand for that?
I don't know.
Did I see? That can't be possible.
I don't
think
they fined him a couple grand. I think the story
is. I thought I heard a couple hundred grand.
No. I think the story was that the watch was worth a couple of hundred grand.
Okay. Yeah, the watch.
Because I heard he was going to keep wearing it.
Right.
He wasn't going to let the fine phase him.
I think the watch is worth like $250,000.
So the NFL.
So maybe that's what it is.
So the NFL did say you can't wear it?
I think it's against the rules, yeah.
Oh, they're very.
And he says he's going to wear it again.
He's just paying the fine.
Yeah.
See, like, let's say the fine is $7,000. I'm making up the number.
Okay.
But let's say the fine is $7,000. What I saw, the watch was, one place I saw it was $200,000. Another one said $350,000.
Yeah, well, the watch company's paying the fine.
Like, it's a ridiculous amount of money.
He's
wearing a $350,000 watch.
It's a PR. Like, they're paying the fine. Like, sure. Nothing's coming out of Odell's pocket. Stupid watch company.
Is he getting paid to wear the watch?
I would assume.
Yeah. I mean, under Bubba Watson gets paid to wear a watch. I think Nadal wears one.
Right.
Which is different, and then that's not against the rules.
By the way,
what
I mean, it looks ridiculous.
See, that's the problem with the Browns, right? And that's why everyone was buying the Browns, because they have all this talent, but they got so many individuals.
Yeah.
Beckham's a nightmare. Now, he's not Antonio Brown, but he's a headache.
He produces,
though. Oh, he could be. He could have his moments.
He produces, and he didn't have any drops. The problem with Odell Beckham
Jr., I'm not saying he's not good.
And sometimes personalities like that, both he and Jarvis Landry, if you looked at the quarterback rating that Baker had throwing to those guys, it was sub 60, I think somewhere around 60 to Jarvis and like 45 to Beckham. To the rest of the team was over 100. So what happens when you have somebody like that, you force him the ball, which maybe is not the best move. But you feel that pressure because he's Odell Beckham Jr.
Right.
Baker's got to deal with that and figure out what's best for the offense if he's going to be successful.
You just shake your head at certain guys and their decisions. Why would you care more about wearing a watch and telling the NFL to go F themselves than just saying, okay, cool, let me go win. Who are they playing this week?
They're playing the Jets.
Let's go beat the Jets.
Because he's all about him. That's why.
I know, and that's what's going to take them down.
Well, it's an endorsement deal, clearly. He's getting paid.
I saw something,
Do a commercial.
By the way,
I didn't notice he had a watch on last week.
He wore a watch, and Antonio Brown already is switching his helmet in New England.
Yeah.
It's
going
ridiculous.
To another one? Yeah.
It's the receivers, man. They are divas.
They are.
They're just crazy. Guys like Jerry Rice are probably just shaking their head.
Yeah.
But Antonio Brown may end up having, you know, 6 catches, a touchdown, 120 yards in his first game. I could see them feeding him the rock on some easy passes.
So let me ask you this. I know we got a break. Just relax, Richard. If they don't suspend him, if he's not on an exempt list, and you're Belichick, do you play him this week?
Oh, I think you got to play him, otherwise he goes nuts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's going to lose his mind. So, if you got him,
it's
Belichick's rules. It's true, but if you signed him, you signed him to play him. You don't want to deal with the headache, and then you're not even getting the production on the field. At least you get the production on the field, and you deal with the headache.
Well, you can say, Antonio, we plan on playing you, but then this came out. All right, this is not on us. It's on you.
I think as long as he's on the roster, he's going to play.
We'll see.
He's just too good.
Broadcasting live from MedStar.
You could play against the Dolphins
to beat him. Presented by AAA. Hit the road with confidence. We're the Junkies, coming right back. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live from MedStar Capital's Iceplex. Going to have a bunch of caps swing by later in the show. Lars Eller on the player side at 8:45. Todd Reardon, the head coach, at 8:25. And Brian McClellan at 9:40. I guess we're not doing the skits and bits.
No.
I'm very happy about that. I'll be honest.
Yeah, I'm fine not to get back on the ice.
You intrigued me, though, because you said it was so difficult to actually hold a stick and skate.
I'm wondering if I
could do that.
I don't know. You could do it, but then it was hard to, like,
actually
cut side to side and stuff. Like, I would get passes.
A lot of cutting.
there were passes that – look, if the pass was on my stick, okay. But when the pass was like 10 feet to the right, I got to get over there with the stick.
It's not going
to
happen.
I found myself skating holding it with one hand. I don't think you're supposed to hold a stick with one hand.
Generally, it's frowned upon, I think. I mean, we can ask Coach Reardon in the 8 o'clock hour.
Mm-hmm. You know, Jason mentioned he played golf yesterday. He's playing again out at RTJ. And the heat. So, you know.
Brutal.
Man, I'm just looking it up. And I guess the typical for this time of year, it's actually 70s and 80s.
Right.
Yesterday it hit what? In the
95 maybe?
95. Today they're saying it 95 again. Could go up to as high as maybe 98.
That's just brutal.
And then I think maybe there's a rain that's going to come in or something.
Good.
A little cool things.
Good.
For Friday.
We got some thunder boomers last night. Did you guys get some in Monkey County?
A little bit. I was at a volleyball match, so it may have rained more than I realize.
But you're right. Hopefully we get some storms to cool it off.
But it's just crazy this time of year to have this kind of heat wave. Typically don't have
it. Yeah, mid-September.
In mid-September.
Generally cooled off a bit.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I can handle 80s, but mid to high 90s is just unbearable.
Are your pools, your local pools, still open for a couple weekends?
I think they're closed for biz.
I think mine might be open on the weekends.
Yeah, that's how it used to be, but ours closed.
But I'll tell you this. The last time I went to the pool, it was cold. I like it nice and hot like you do.
I like it toasty.
I don't need to go in the pool anymore.
No. I like it to feel like somebody just went to the bathroom in there.
Bath water. I want it to feel like that.
Yeah, I like it.
I like it nice and tepid.
But now that the NFL season is here and college football is here, I've got flag football that starts off this weekend. So time's different, and I got my coaches meeting tonight, which is basically just picking up a bag with the equipment.
Probably have 2-a-days coming up, running
two-a-days.
Those kids ragged all over the place.
Flag football 2-a-days. Hey, anything to get the W.
Just looked at my roster last night.
Nice.
Getting ready for the season, but my league is different because we'll have our first game this weekend.
Right.
We do a one-hour practice followed by a one-hour game. Bam, you're right in the middle of it.
Right.
So looking forward to that. Of course, the Redskins take on the Cowboys on Sunday, and I was it's just all speculation, but the ticket prices are still pretty high, like if you look at it, but it's all because it's Cowboys fans. I had a friend over at Rockville Audi who hit me up and was wondering about tickets. He's a huge Cowboys fan.
Yeah, it is going to be a Dallas Cowboys fan takeover.
How
at
will
FedEx Field.
Fox handle it on TV?
What do you mean?
What can they do?
What do they care?
They never really say, though, that this place is overtaken by Cowboys.
They might mention it.
If it's 50-50, they're going to mention it during the broadcast. I mean,
You think it's going to be at least 50-50?
Yes.
I would say minimum.
At a minimum.
I mean, you know how many Tony Romo jerseys you're going to see?
So many. I mean, so many Dak jerseys.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if they'll be able to avoid it.
I mean, it's not like there's some huge – I mean, first of all, they lost in week one. People are frustrated. People are already saying same old skins. It's all these people clamoring for tickets. They're not Redskins fans,
I can assure you.
I
remember last year when they played the Colts in their home opener.
Right.
We lamented that it wasn't a sellout. It was embarrassing. But it wasn't like
there was a ton of Colts fans.
Right. It wasn't like there was a ton of Colts fans overtaking
the
stadium.
That was the short-lived era of Brian LaFamina and crew where they wanted it just to be Redskins fans in the stadium. Now it's back to status quo. Whoever wants to come and pay for a ticket can come and pay for a ticket and watch the game.
Right.
That's just the way it is.
So Dan may make more money because the Cowboys fans may actually – fill up the stadium more than it was filled up last year, but it's just going to be embarrassing if they have a false start because of the Cowboys crowd noise,
which they probably will at some point. I just laugh when I see commercials on TV for Redskins season tickets. I see that on TV. Why would you ever buy Redskins season tickets?
Well, now they do. I'm not sure if they are they doing individual tickets. They're definitely doing four game. Little breakdown.
Oh, I'm sure there are individual tickets for sale for every game.
Yeah. I
got a package sent to me, you know, for four games.
I think it was the Burgundy bundle for $299 for four games.
I was like, who would do that?
I think some people probably do the season tickets because maybe you'll get a favorable price per game.
No, you get a favorable price buying them weekly.
Yeah.
As the price plummets each week.
Yeah, I mean,
then you have to wait.
So what?
What do you mean you got to wait? You got to wait, what, to buy your tickets like on a Thursday
or something?
Yeah,
buy the week of.
I mean, no big deal.
You know what? There's plenty of availability. Well, why are you worried about waiting?
If you buy season tickets at this point, you just have money to burn.
Yeah.
You just don't care.
I mean, you're paying for two horrible, disgusting, gross preseason games.
Yeah. Nobody wants to go to those.
Who in their right mind would do that?
And then by the time, you know, halfway point, the games will be meaningless. You're not even going to want to go to those games.
AWOD is one of the dumbest people we've ever met. Sorry, AWOD.
Yeah.
And even he realized, along with Maury, his pops,
yeah,
to get rid of their Redskins season tickets. They realized it was stupid and it was folly to keep buying season tickets.
That might also have just been an indication of their just dwindling financial situation. You know what I mean?
I didn't really throw that in. I didn't want to be that cruel, now, but I don't know.
I'm on StubHub right now, and most of the tickets available are all upper level.
Yeah.
I don't see anything lower level on StubHub.
I think you meant to say you're
expensive, though, right?
You're on SeatGeek.
I'm on SeatGeek.
Okay.
And you can get one upper level in the middle for $150, basically. So if you want to go down low,
the cheapest one's $78.
I'm not paying $78 to go sit up.
That's in the nosebleeds.
Yeah. I mean, prices are outrageous.
If you want row three, pretty good. In the middle, 50-yard line, $420.
Oh, yeah. That's just insanity.
You know what's a great seat? My couch.
Oh, it's so great.
The 65-incher.
Right.
And at this point, it costs zero.
It's the best seat in the house.
It's a freebie. Yeah.
But there are so many tickets available.
Well.
It's just going to be interesting because I think it's going to be mostly Cowboys fans scooping it up.
Now, the
question is, the Redskins fans have grown apathetic. They're sick of dealing with the traffic, the ones who used to go to games for a bad product. And the expectations are that this team is going to be bad, so people aren't going out of their way on the Redskins side to go to the game. Conversely, Cowboys fans, this is their opportunity to go see their team without going to Dallas.
Right. Of course. And makes all sense in the world. Look, every year the Cowboy ticket is typically the hardest ticket to get, right?
It's
the most expensive ticket.
Eric, as the biggest Redskins fan here, do you feel better or worse about the Cowboy game than you did about the Eagle game? Because you thought there was an outside shot you could steal it in Philly, but you hadn't seen them play yet. Now that you saw them play, how do you feel?
Well, I told you I'm optimistic, to be honest with you. I mean, I think I'm kind of pessimistic on the defense. Defense not as good as advertised, which was I was afraid of. More so on the back end than the front seven. But it's all tied together, right? Because you know pressure, then the back end looks bad. But overall, I left more optimistic. Now, I'm less optimistic about pulling off a win, actually, against the Cowboys because the Cowboys look so good. I mean, those are two of the better teams in the NFC East. I don't think there's any question about it. Oh, yeah. The Eagles and the Cowboys. So I feel less optimistic about a dub, but I actually feel more optimistic overall that they have a realistic shot, to get to seven wins, which is what I project. You know, when I pick seven wins, I really put on the burgundy-colored glasses there, and I tried to be optimistic.
Right.
I didn't know how they'd get there. I actually think they can get to seven wins based on what I saw in week one.
Really?
Yeah. I feel more optimistic about it.
I think it's going to be tough based on the schedule.
The first five.
Haskins is going to take over at some point.
I have him getting crushed early on. It's the middle part of the season, I think, where they're going to start to feast.
I didn't get a chance to respond to what you said yesterday. You said, well, what if Case Keenum continues to play like this? Mm-hmm. Well, if he continues to play like this and they're 0-5, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, it's not going
to
matter.
They're going to move on to the quarterback of the future.
I'm not sure that they're going to do that. I heard Grant and Danny saying that same thing, too. Like, this whole season is about the development of Haskins. Not in Jay Gruden's mind. In Jay Gruden's mind, it's still you get as many wins as you can. And if Case is playing great, I don't think just because they hit week eight and they're basically sort of mathematically eliminated, they escort him out the building. I don't think that happens.
I would think that the upper management would say, what are you doing?
It might be tremendous.
You're going to play our guy. And if he says no, then they'll say, okay, we'll go on with an interim head coach who's going to do
it. Okay, I'm just going to bet that doesn't happen. I'm looking at this as a redshirt year from Haskins. And by all accounts, what I'm hearing, Haskins is accepting of it. He did that at Ohio State, sat for 2 years. It came out through 51 touchdowns. Haskins is not necessarily chomping at the bit to get out there. I don't think he's pushing the coaches. I don't think his agent's pushing the organization.
Maybe not right now, but I'm telling you, I'd be stunned if it was a redshirt season. I think he's going to play at least half of the season.
I just don't see the rush. He's, especially if Case is playing well. Now, if Case starts to really just play like journeyman quarterback Case,
which is what he is,
he's fine. But if he's playing well, you don't get replaced just because there's a young guy in the building.
I think you get replaced if you're 0-5 and you have the quarterback of the future.
If the season appears lost, I think there's going to be tremendous pressure from Snyder and Allen. They're going to say, hey, we want this guy to be ready for 2020 because we know Keenum and Colt McCoy, those guys are not going to be here in 2020. You got to give him, I think, 6 or 8 games to just figure out what's going on, let him develop, because he's not developing by just sitting on the sideline and watching.
Game experience.
He's not developing by doing that.
All right, phone number if you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. Remember, we will talk some fantasy football at 8 o'clock with Dave Richard. It's the Junkies broadcasting live from MedStar Capital's Iceplex, presented by AAA. Hit the road with confidence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.